Hi, I'm Tedra Meyer, Vermont Edition producer, and I wanted to let you know that the podcast you're about to listen to has been edited down a bit for clarity and brevity. Hope you like it. Enjoy.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Michaela Lafrac. We want to take a look at one of the big issues on the docket this legislative session, gun control. Over the weekend, we saw yet another devastating mass shooting, this time in Monterey Park, California. In Vermont, lawmakers continue to debate how to address the threat of gun violence. Some legislators want to further tighten state restrictions on gun purchases. Now, here to talk us through how the legislature might approach gun control this session is VT Digger political reporter Sarah Meerhoff. Sarah, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Michaela.
So first, can you tell us a bit about how Vermont compares to other states when it comes to gun control measures? Are our laws comparatively like loose or lax or tight, somewhere in between? Where are we?
We are pretty much right in the middle, Michaela. I have in front of me every town for gun safety, which I should be clear is a pro-gun control public advocacy group. They're a nationwide group. They rank Vermont at number 20 in the country for gun control law strength. In particular, in 2018, I'm sure that listeners remember, Governor Phil Scott signed a slate of laws that tightened gun rules in Vermont. That was in response to the Parkland shooting in Vermont and then the close call that Vermont had itself at Fairhaven. And so we're about right in the middle.
All right. Well, let's look at this main bill that was recently introduced. It's called Senate Bill S4, but it has 9 different parts. What should we know about it?
So one of the first components of this bill is that it bans straw purchasing of firearms, and it also prohibits tampering with guns' serial numbers, so scratching off serial numbers or, obtaining gun parts that do not have serial numbers, things like that. Those two laws are already federal laws. They are against the law on the federal level, and so the intent of including these sections in S4 is to bring Vermont law in line with the federal law, give state prosecutors the same teeth that federal prosecutors have on those two issues.
And sorry, so before we move on from that, can you remind our listeners what straw purchasing is?
Sure. And so straw purchasing is when somebody purchases a gun for someone else, and the person that they are purchasing the gun for would otherwise not be able to obtain the gun. So maybe the person is underage or has, a domestic violence charge against them, things like that. Mm.
Okay. So we have those two measures. And what else is in this bill?
So another big portion of this is that it would ban those Vermonters under 21 years old from obtaining semi-automatics. And then it also would make juvenile records available to background checkers. So currently, because of Vermont's rules with juvenile records sealing and expungement, background check programs that Vermonters have to go through before they obtain a gun, they don't always get juvenile records. And so this would make sure that those background checkers do get that information for offenses committed while a person is a juvenile.
Okay. And who's leading these efforts in the Senate? What can you tell us about the lawmakers kind of at the forefront of this push?
Yeah, so I think the kind of main character here is Senate President Pro Tempore Phil Baruth. He's been a longtime advocate for tightening gun laws in Vermont. And I think that his election to Senate President Pro Tem, listeners will remember that our previous Pro Tem was Becca Ballant, who's now in Congress. And so when Baruth took this helm, this is the top leadership position in the Senate, I saw it as a real signal for a hunger to pursue gun control measures, since he's been a longtime advocate.
And listeners, if you have questions about these gun control measures that we're discussing with VT Digger political reporter Sarah Muirhoff, give us a call, 800-639-2211. Now, Sarah, the Democrats hold a supermajority in both chambers this session. So that means if gun legislation passed, it would essentially be veto-proof. But Vermont is a pro-hunting state, and gun laws aren't always like clearly a bipartisan issue. Are you hearing that these types of bills have a good chance of passing?
This is a multifaceted answer, and I'll try to distill it down in a succinct way. The first thing I want to say is that, yes, Democrats have a historic majority in the legislature this year. And so in theory, if they pass a bill or a group of bills that tighten gun laws, if Phil Scott were to veto them, in theory, yes, they have the votes to override that veto. I will just say, though, that a vote to override a veto is a little bit stronger than a vote in favor of a bill in the first place, because a lawmaker is not only voting for the bill itself, but also voting to override the governor's will. And the governor is the head honcho of the state, of course. So with that caveat in place, getting that ground laid, I do think there's an appetite for passing further gun rules in Vermont. Like you said, though, there is a tradition of gun ownership and hunting and sportsmanship in Vermont that is not, necessarily on politically divided lines. I think any Vermonter can attest to that, right? And so, and then the other thing that I'm sure we're going to be talking about in a second here is the new U.S. Supreme Court ruling that throws, frankly, all of this into question.
Right. And let's dive into that in just a moment. But I do want to read an email that we got from a listener named John. John writes, "Gun control in the state of Vermont is an attack against the very culture of the people who built this state. It's a foundational value and right of the Vermont culture that goes back hundreds of years and is connected to both our independence and our people's many contributions in military service." So, Sarah, an example there from our listener, John, of somebody who might, really be pushing back against some of these measures. But let's dive into this Supreme Court case. You wrote about this in VT Digger, how even if these measures did pass, they might face some legal challenges because of this case from the U.S. Supreme Court. Could you tell us about it?
Absolutely. So this was a recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that found unconstitutional one of New York State's gun control measures. And it was actually a very long-standing measure that had previously been found constitutional in New York. And what this Supreme Court decision established is an entirely new case precedent and legal test for finding the constitutionality of any gun control laws. And so previously, the kind of rule of thumb or the test that a gun control measure would go through when considering its constitutionality was like a means end test. Balancing public interest and public safety with, tightening rules on guns and, the Second Amendment rights of all Americans, right? What this new case precedent established, and it's called the Bruin case, is that any new or just any laws that restrict gun access at all have to go through a historical tradition test. Does this law abide by the historical tradition of gun laws in the United States? And the court even said in its majority opinion that this is a difficult question to answer. It's borderline philosophical, I would say. And it kind of sent courts and states into a tailspin, really. Legal counsel for the legislature told lawmakers in one of the hearings that I covered that courts are having to hire historians to interpret history, and different courts are coming to different conclusions now on what this historical tradition of gun control even is. And so one of the quotes from a member of legislative council that really stood out to me in one hearing that I covered was, quote, "In legislating, there's always an unknown in a certain sense. but this is probably more unknown and more uncertain than it has been in a long time. That's from Eric Fitzpatrick of Vermont Legislative Council.
Well, the Bruin precedent, that's something that we might be hearing more about in the weeks and months to come in this conversation around gun control. Let's go to the phone lines. We have a call from Ted in St. Johnsbury. Ted, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I've heard this off and on for years now. We used to have almost no legislation, I mean, no tough rules in Vermont at all. We didn't have any problem for years and years. Like, I think there were 2 murders when I got here 30-some years ago, on average. And the stuff about semi-automatic weapons, that's not just ARs. That's like everybody's little 22, 10-22 that they practice with and hunt squirrels with. It's ridiculous. The people that are talking about this stuff don't understand how guns work or how people use them. And it's unfortunate that NPR has jumped. I mean, I understand nationally you guys have always been in a gun, but it's unfortunate that it has gone that way in Vermont as well. And your reporting shows it, and it's a real disappointment.
Well, thanks for your call, Ted. I certainly wouldn't say that NPR has a stance one way or the other on guns. And Sarah, I've been appreciating your fact-based reporting on this issue. But do you have any response to our caller, Ted, there about some of his concerns?
You know, I would recommend that he call his state legislators and let them know his thoughts. You know, Ted, you can find your local state legislator who represents you on the legislator's website and let them know what you think of these laws before they go any further.
Well, Sarah, lastly, as I mentioned at the top of this hour, over the weekend, there was yet another tragic mass shooting, this time in California. And I'm curious, as somebody who's been following these issues for a while now, do you think that this latest shooting could potentially move the needle for any of Vermont's local lawmakers on gun control? Or, you know, are these tragedies at this point kind of too frequent now to kind of influence legislators one way or the other, especially when they happen across the country?
That's a really good question. And I can't necessarily read legislators' minds. I'm sure that the shooting is on the minds of everyone right now, me included. I'm a little bummed out about the frequency at which I have to text friends who live all over the country and ask them if they're okay after these sorts of events happen, like I had to do over the weekend. But I'm sure that it's going to be brought up in discussion in Montpelier. I have a really hard time imagining that this isn't going to be at the forefront of lawmakers' minds.
VT Digger, political reporter Sarah Mierhoff, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.